you to remain balanced. The personality types in order of 1 to 9 are the reformer, the helper, the achiever, the individualist, the investigator, the loyalist, the enthusiast, the challenger, and the peacemaker. You may now understand the most basic aspects of the Enneagram method, but everything has a story. Just like everything else, this is true for the Enneagram personality types and their origins. The Enneagram method and personality types have a long and rich history from a myriad of ancient traditions and wisdom. All of these beautiful insights from ancient cultures were combined by the Bolivian Oscar Ichazo. Along with being raised in his home country of Bolivia, Ichazo spent much time in Peru during his childhood. However, as an adult, he moved to Argentina. This is where he studied at a school of inner work. His studies at this school would shape him and inspire him to create the Enneagram method. In fact, soon after he completed his studies at this school, he traveled to Asia. While there, he continued his studies on culture, religion, and a person's very being. After Asia, Ichazo journeyed to South America. This is when he first began to write down the Enneagram methods and types by using everything he had learned from around the globe. Then, in the late 60s and early 70s, Ichazo officially created the Arica School. The purpose of this school was to be a school of knowledge, which has traditionally been employed by the Greek, Buddhists, Sufi, and Hindu to provide enlightenment. It became a school with deep and interwoven teachings, focusing on spirituality, cosmology, psychology, metaphysics, and more. Well-known psychologists and writers have even visited the Arica School, such as John Lilly and Claudio Naranjo. While there, they were able to learn Ichazo's methods of self-realization firsthand. Lilly and Naranjo were taught the fundamentals of the system and even engaged in their practices. Many people incorrectly believe that George Gurdjieff was the one to develop the Enneagram method and the corresponding 9 personality types. This is because the ancient symbol of the Enneagram, as shown in the image, had been lost in modern society. However, the symbol that is the foundation of the Enneagram personality method was reintroduced into society by Gurdjieff at his own school of inner work, which was highly influential. He would teach the symbol of the Enneagram through a series of movements and dances. The purpose of this was to give his students a profound sense of meaning for the symbol and that which it represents. Yet, it is clear that Gurdjieff did not teach his students the personality types and their method as Ichazo did. The only teaching close to the personality types that Gurdjieff taught was the chief feature. He described this as being the characteristics that most define a person, their ego. But unlike Ichazo, Gurdjieff used the Sufi method to communicate their chief feature. He would do this by telling the person what their most prominent faults were. Due to this, many people early on mistakenly believed that it was George Gurdjieff who began the Enneagram personality method. This led to a widespread misunderstanding for decades on who the true originator actually was. While the method may have been inspired by a number of religions, it was Ichazo who combined all of the knowledge with the Enneagram method and first taught it. There may be helpful personality typing systems that have a number of various types, most commonly 3, 4, or 16. But the Enneagram method is different from these types at a foundational level. Rather than being a simple list of various personalities, the Enneagram system is based on holistic symmetry and mathematics. This simple yet detailed design uses lines to represent the way that energy can move in patterns. When this ancient diagram is applied to people, it shows that we have many psychological patterns that can be revealed by the lines of the Enneagram. By using this ancient symbol, Ichazo was able to further examine the human soul. More specifically, he found ways in which our soul and thinking becomes distorted, affecting our ego. When developing his theories about this, he greatly relied on Western philosophies. One of the most prominent of these philosophies was the idea of 9 divine forms discussed by Plato in Platonic Solids, or the Divine Forms. Through Ichazo's development of this method, we have been able to learn that the Enneagram is an intertwining of lines that can move and influence us. By following these lines, we can further discover the interactions and influences that we can expect from other personality types within the system. While we are born with a main or dominant type which remains constant, we are able to be pushed or pulled along the lines of the Enneagram. Once we have moved along the lines, we can experience a significant change in our point of view or perspective. We may become able to respond to situations and the world around us.